Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I've been really thinking a ton about some of the stuff we've been doing, and I want to change things up just a little bit here for a couple of episodes. So what you're going to find today is a little bit different. Obviously, those of you guys who have been listening for a while, I've been doing a lot of podcast interviewing others, and I've every once in a while will kind of intersperse some of my own thoughts and things into it. Today, though, what I want to do is I want to address a unique group of people, and this may apply to you, may not, but it's becoming a larger and larger segment of the audience and of the world that we're dealing with. And so I thought it was important that people understood what the opportunities are that's out there and how you actually can utilize some of the tools and the resources available, and then show you some of the success stories of what other people are doing for that. So with all that said, right now we are seeing a huge increase in freelancers and agencies and people who are supplementing their income by doing other types of things. Because of this, we actually are going to be rolling out a brand new product, which I'm so, so excited about. It'll be called Funnel Rolodex. And it'll be hopefully launching here in October of 2018. And what it's going to do is it's kind of like a Fiverr or an Upwork for anything funnel related. And I'll talk more about that later, but I want to kind of just set the stage for that. And want to address kind of this whole idea as far as freelancers and agencies, what works, what doesn't, and how people can actually utilize some of the tools and resources that are out there to really maximize their revenue potential, their profits, and everything like that. So right now, if you kind of take a look as far as, you know, why do so many freelancers struggle so much, and they just end up fighting for the crumbs on sites like Fiverr and Upwork and others? And one of the things I've run across is if you take a look at these sites, it's not uncommon where there's over 12 million freelancers who are out there, and they are fighting for annually probably about 3 million jobs. So as I was taking a look at this, we've created inside of ClickFunnels, there actually is, when you go to clickfunnels.com, there's a survey and you can take it. And one of the very first things up there, as far as niches or verticals that we serve, is this whole freelancer agency community. And as you go through the survey, you'll find there's a whole bunch of case studies and things at the back. And I want to just kind of give you some ideas as far as how this is working, what's working. So what I found right now is, for a lot of freelancers, one of the things they struggle with is they just don't know how to generate enough leads. And these are people who have great skills, but they're spending all this time trying to generate leads and they can't get enough leads to really pay for it. So they find themselves going onto a Fiverr or an Upwork. The other thing is when you're in that type of an environment, you're now competing for the crumbs that are left. And it's all this whole idea as far as bottom feeding. In other words, you're competing to drive price to the bottom for a service that actually should be extremely valuable. And I want to make sure people understand why this is one of the things we really want to combat right now, is helping people understand that you as a freelancer, or as an agency, if you're running that, you actually need to be selling your services at a higher price point and providing the type of quality that allows people to go, you know what, I want to pay that kind. Russell and I were talking the other day, it's not uncommon where we'll pay, you know, $100 just for a headline. If it's the right headline, it's the right quality, because that headline, that one little headline, literally will change the entire, I mean, it's the hook. It can be it literally can be what gets someone's attention. So realize that freelancers they've always been a huge part of my business. I know of Russell's as well. So what I want to kind of do is give you some ideas as far as what's out there. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to play an audio. It's an audio strip from some of the videos that we have on our site that talks about three different people and what they've done to actually, how they've used ClickFunnels to generate and actually build a funnel to sell their services, which is really the whole idea behind this. We have a lot of people who are spending all this money trying to create a website to sell their agency. It'll never, ever work that way. And you'll see a huge stuff come out from me later this year on the whole idea as far as the death of the website. And I want to make sure that you understand that as websites are dying, or in some industries, they already are dead for a lot of industries, you've got to find ways of actually building a funnel and how that funnel actually works. So what I want to do is I'm going to have Julie Stoyan, who is one of the most amazing women in the world, I love working with her. She actually has created what we refer to as a lot of our funnel stories. And she's got three different funnel stories. The first one here is a case study from Joe Bernich. And Joe's enrolling clients consistently right now. We're paying him about $2,000 to $3,000 a month. And his is an SEO marketing agency. And I want to have her basically tell his story. So I'm going to, the next thing you're going to hear basically is Julie telling Joe's story about exactly how that works.
Today, I want to bring you a funnel story about Joe. Now, Joe is an SEO and marketing agency business owner from Montana. Here he is with his family. And I wanted to tell you a story about how he's using a membership site to sell his agency services. Now, Joe tried to put funnels together for his agency in the past, and I asked him about it. And he said, you know, I just needed five pieces of software all the time, and I would get paralyzed, and it took too long, it cost too much money, and inevitably, something wouldn't work. So every time he went to go build a sales funnel for his agency, he would stop because it was too difficult. Joe discovered ClickFunnels one day from a marketer. His name is Brian Burt. Brian's a big fan and friend of Russell, and he told Joe about Russell. And then Joe went and bought Russell's 108 split test book, and he was absolutely hooked. He saw how easy it was to build funnels. It was an all-in-one solution. Not only that, but split testing was super, super easy inside the editor. So here's Joe's funnel. On step one, you can see he's giving away a free book. This free book is for business owners who are in the service industry. So they put their information in, he gives them the book. The book is free. When they finish checking out, then it goes to a registration page. It says, hey, three secrets to get more high quality jobs in 2018. So they register for the webinar, and from there they go into the Big West Academy. Now this is a membership site. So he sells a membership where he teaches business owners the basics of SEO, Google ranking, Facebook ad domination, things like this. So his membership doesn't make a ton of money, but the funny thing is that his membership actually teaches his customers about the things that his agency does. So he gets a little revenue, he gets the leads for free. But then what ends up happening is the customers realize just how much work it is. And so they want someone to do it for them, even though they understand it and they're learning. So he sells them on services that are $2,000 to $3,000 a month. This is brilliant. He's making money, getting his leads for free, as well as closing his high ticket sales. Now, Rose is another agency owner. She told me, she's like, Julie, ClickFunnels gave me my freedom. She worked as an oil and gas engineer for 14 years, and then she started building funnels. And she loved the technology. She saw how easy it was. Now she is the funnel nerd, and she's making approximately $100,000 a month in her agency. Now, she is not US-based, so for her, this is near millionaire status, and she is exclusively building funnels for other business owners. So both Joe and Rose did not need to know code, fancy design. They didn't have to hire their own tech team. And you know what is so amazing about this is that as business agency owners, because they're selling agency services, digital marketing, SEO, web, all that kind of stuff, they're able to use ClickFunnels for sales funnels in their own business, as well as building sales funnels for others. They're not only are they not wasting time, but they're making so much more money. In fact, the funnels are generating leads, helping them close sales, and they're also starting to make affiliate revenue because when they set up their clients with ClickFunnels, they're getting money from the ClickFunnels affiliate program. In fact, you can make about $456 per year per customer that you sell ClickFunnels. So if you are a website designer, graphic designer, sales funnel designer, videographer, you can make a simple funnel where you send people into a low-cost membership site where they start to learn about all the services that you offer. And the funny thing is, psychologically, we expect that people won't hire us if we're an agency because we're giving away the content. But usually the opposite happens. They realize, oh my gosh, this person is actually, you know, really talented and this takes a lot of work and time. Can you just do it for me? And so the education process in the membership not only provides Joe with revenue, but also helps him close the sale. Now, if you're a full service digital marketing agency and maybe you don't want to do a membership, you don't have a product to sell, maybe you want to just start focusing on building more sales funnels for people, you can be like Rose and you can create the simple get a quote funnel is what I'm calling it, where she has a service page, a little survey element to ask what they're interested in, and then it goes to a video sales letter, an explainer video, and then they hop on the phone with you.
All right, what'd you think? Isn't that crazy? This next story I want to let you know is actually from Cynthia Merriman. So Cynthia ditched her whole 9-to-5 job and has really been able to replace her income, and now has the income and the flexibility that she needs to raise her kids and to be a stay-at-home mom. And she's a social media manager. So Julie's now going to go ahead and tell you Cynthia's story here as well.
Today, I want to bring you a funnel story about Cynthia. Now, Cynthia is a social media manager as well as a single mom. Now, she told us that she had to work full-time in her 9-to-5 like most of us. And as a single mom, you are carrying the weight of kids and a job and all the other things without an extra parent to help. So as you can imagine, time was definitely a resource she was limited on. Now, one night she discovered ClickFunnels on Facebook. She'd heard about it from some friends. She wasn't really quite sure how ClickFunnels or sales funnels would work for her, but then she started to do some research, and what she found completely changed her life. There were lots of people working virtually in jobs like a social media, copywriting, Facebook ads, virtual assisting. These were remote jobs where you could work from home, but do agency work, done-for-you services for business owners, especially online business owners. So Cynthia decided to get into this world. She thought she would start with social media since she really loved social media and got a little bit of training on how to do Facebook specifically. So here is her funnel. Very, very simple. You can see on page one, it says social media marketing for local businesses. Book your free Facebook makeover now. And so she gets name, phone number, and email address. She has a little video. She has a little countdown timer, and she gives this away for free to get the lead. Now, once they opt in, you can see that it says schedule your free makeover in our calendar. You click that button, choose your time, and it takes them over to her scheduler. So I asked her how this was working to attract new customers, and she said that she's currently making $3,000 a month from the clients who come through that funnel and get their free Facebook makeover. So obviously what she's doing is selling them services on the back end. And she said that's more than her full-time income, but she's doing it in half the time. Now, Tammy is another sales funnel freelancer. She had the same thing. She realized that there were all these remote freelancer jobs in sales funnels and ads and social media. So you can see here, she chose sales funnels as her specific industry. You can see her services page here where it says work with Tammy. She offers digital marketing as well as sales funnel design strategy in ads. When people hit the I'm ready or the get started button, it takes them to her calendar where they book a 15-minute discovery call. Now, on that discovery call, she sells a $500 VIP business intensive, which basically is a 2-hour project intensive where she helps them build a strategy for their business, build a report, and she's getting $500 to build this. Now, this VIP funnel completely changed Tammy's business. It helps her generate leads. It helps her get paid to actually do the planning and strategy. And if you are an agency or a freelancer, you know that whole pick your brain syndrome can be really problematic because people expect to pay you for services, but not for your brain. And yet that's part of the most valuable part. So people are paying her $500 per session. And the best part about it is that once that session is over, she's able to sell her high-end $5,000 done for you proposals, and she closes the deal. So neither Cynthia nor Tammy needed to understand code, fancy design, and they didn't need to hire a tech team or a marketing team to build their own funnels. They're also able to recreate funnels for their clients, saving incredible amounts of time, overhead, and money. They also both sell the ClickFunnels software as part of their agency offerings, and they're getting about $456 per year per customer that they sign up. So if you are like Cynthia and Tammy, if you're a freelancer or a small agency, you too can create these very simple service-based funnels where you offer something for free, whether it's a free discovery call, a free Facebook makeover, you get them on the schedule, and then you upsell them to higher programs and offers.
Last but not least, I want to share with you Kathy Olson. Kathy Olson is generating her leads all on autopilot. And by doing this, she's able to spend more time providing massive value to her clients and to getting new clients as well. So she works in, her whole thing is really more of a web design agency. So Julie's going to tell you Kathy's story right now.
Today, I'd like to bring you a funnel story about Kathy. Kathy owns a web design agency, and she's a talented web designer. But her biggest struggle was always trying to figure out how to handle a full plate of clients and generate leads at the same time. If you've been in this industry at all, any kind of service-based, usually when you're fulfilling orders and services with clients, it's really hard to go out and get leads, and then you run out of clients, and then you go chase leads, and it becomes this really vicious cycle. So that was Kathy's issue. She also said she had no low-end offers, and so when leads would come in and they weren't able to pay for her high-end web design, she had nothing else to sell them, and so the lead would just go away and she would lose out on the money. So Kathy discovered ClickFunnels late one night on Facebook. In fact, I know Kathy. I was the one who introduced her to ClickFunnels. She was at an event and she was hearing about sales funnels, but just didn't understand how ClickFunnels could work for a web design agency. She doesn't build funnels, she builds websites. So how is this going to work? Well, eventually Kathy started to learn. She read Russell's books and she realized that she could create a low-end offer for all those people who couldn't afford her high-end web design. So she created a 50 perfect brand pairings free guide. You can see it here on the left. And then on the thank you page, she offered a $27 logo template project. Think of this almost like a template where you can, you know, print it out, except you don't actually have to print it. So this was $27, and she would teach people how to use the templates and how to create their own customized, beautiful logo. Super affordable. So you can see here, brand designer for a day kickstart order form. She also had a little order bump where she would add the social media pack version for an extra $12. And then on the next page, she offers a one-time offer for a web template training program. Maybe you don't want to have a full high-end web design. Maybe you want to do it yourself. And that was $97. She's generated over 7,000 leads and made $40,000 in the last 3 months alone. So this has created an unbelievable amount of revenue as well as leads. It's created so much visibility that her web design business is always packed with a waiting list of 2 to 4 months. So the sales funnel has generated revenue, generated leads, and kept her agency completely packed, all on autopilot. So Kathy did not need to know code. She did happen to know fancy design, but she didn't need to know fancy design. She didn't need to hire a tech or a marketing team to create this automated sales funnels that served customers that she wasn't able to serve before, as well as generate leads for her high-end website design company. She also opened up this entire market of people who might not ever buy her high-end services, but that's okay because she's continuing to create other small do-it-yourself products to continue to serve that customer avatar. So like Kathy, if you're a web designer, graphic designer, sales funnel designer, videographer, maybe you can create some lower-end products in a funnel like Kathy has done where you offer something free, low cost, and then a one-time upsell to generate leads and revenue for your business. Now, if you are a full-service digital marketing agency and you do not have a low-end product to sell, that's okay. You can still give something away for free. And then on the thank you page, you can offer a demo, case study, webinar. You can offer the gift, maybe a video sales letter, and invite them to get on the phone with you so that you can sell your done-for-you services.
So understand, these three stories, these are the types of people we're running across all the time who are utilizing ClickFunnels. And what we find for a lot of people is you have to find a way of generating leads. And then you've got to nurture those leads. And too often people are spending a ton of traffic on Facebook or other things and are sending them to a website where a person gets lost. I want to make sure you understand the importance and the value of a funnel. And if you need more information on this, please, please check out clickfunnels.com. And you can actually go through the survey. You can get a ton more detailed information on exactly how all this works. But the whole idea behind this is making sure that, I mean, there's already templates for agency owners specifically in there. So you can pick your sales template. You pick the page design. Go ahead. You basically, a lot of you guys understand that you're going to modify your page. I can tell you one of the big things we've seen for a lot of agencies is even membership sites and how they're actually working and helping them. But the most important thing is what you'll be hearing me spend a ton of time in October talking about, and that's the whole idea as far as follow-up funnels. But with that said, again, I encourage you guys, take a look at clickfunnels.com and go through the survey and see which of the 10 different verticals or niches that you're in. I appreciate your time today. Again, this is a kind of a different type of a podcast than I've done in the past. Please leave me comments. Let me know what you think of this, if this is helpful for you. I'm trying to provide other people's stories in a very quick, in a quick manner that you can kind of capture them and see how it actually would help you in your business. Have an amazing day, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.